Mission Network News, 1 minute version for Saturday, July 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. For Mission Network News, I'm Ruth Bliss. Despite reports of increasing persecution of unregistered house churches in China, there's good news. Many above-ground churches are laying a solid foundation for outreach. China Partner Ministries' Eric Berkland says much of the church leadership is no longer elderly. The younger generation has been trained to do ministry and are rising to the challenge. Praise God that the new generation of church leaders has a clear vision for ministry. And half a year has passed since the tsunami devastation in India. MNN's Greg Yoder is there, and he's looking to see how the church is responding. He's with Gospel for Asia, and they began giving hope to some of these people by providing 15 new fishing boats. Pastor Peter, who's spearheading the tsunami relief, says this display of Christ's love is easing persecution against Christians in that area. They're now welcomed, and that has opened doors for ministry. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University, church bulletin inserts are available each month to keep missions in front of your church. Go to missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Ruth Bliss.